responsibly.
Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
Oh, and Mark is coming back here shortly. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue here, your phone calls, we go to Mr. Pyle calling from Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment a little bit about the patent thing. While I agree that the system is totally broken and should be abolished, I am going to come to the defense of Frank in New York a little bit here with regards to patents actually incentivizing business innovation. And the reason why is because when you go to an investor and you have a product that's a physical product or some sort of engineering-based product or algorithm software, you're about 10 to 20 times more likely to get massive investment if you have a patentable product. So the 10K or the 20K it takes to get that patent approved is more than worth it because the payoff is so much greater. And I think that may be what he's talking about as far as incentivizing. And I do agree the smaller guy, you know, the average software engineer in his basement might be a little put off by the patent process. If he has a killer idea and he takes that to an investor, as we all know, the garage startups are the ones that make all the money. All those companies get patents, and the investors that invest in those companies will give you way more money if you can show them that your idea can be patented. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say.
Well, are you suggesting that there would be very little advancement without the patent system?
No, I don't think so, because most of the pretty amazing stuff that's come out in the last 50 years is usually the result of, you know, just a couple of guys in the garage. And the patent process is actually after they get to the point where they want to have a marketable product. So I don't think it's going to squash innovation. I'm just saying that the incentive to get patents is built in the system by investors who know that they'll be protected if they can invest in a startup that can be patentable.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from on that. Of course, in the absence of a patenting process, then investors wouldn't have that as an option, and they'd have to just be willing to take a risk, which, of course, is what investing is all about, is taking a risk in hopes of future reward. So essentially you're saying that investors feel better when they know there's an armed gang of thugs standing by to protect their investment for them.
Oh, for sure, without a doubt. I mean, if you go to any VC firm and come with an idea, especially with a physical product, and you say, my idea is not patented and can be, or I've already started the patent process, you're going to be halfway there to getting that deal than you would otherwise. And I do think that that's just inherent building the system, and I'm sure the market could come up with some sort of watchdog group that, you know, keeps track of new products and who's using what when to kind of certify, you know, like, here's an original product versus, you know, this guy's a knockoff. And, you know, I'm sure the market would shake out the imposters.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mr. Pyle. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, we were talking during the break about how Apple didn't invent the MP3 player. They just took an idea and improved upon it. And there's a lot of competitors in the marketplace. There were quite a few MP3ers out before, players out before the iPod came out. But
yes,
they're the number one iPod or MP3 player because of their execution of the idea.
This is true. Good point.
That's true in so many arenas. I mean, if you want to take, for instance, robots who have lived among them, you know, that crashed on Earth a long time ago and can transform themselves into cars and now live among humans, who would you think of?
Transformers.
I was thinking of GoBots.
I think GoBots came after the Well, who came first?
It doesn't matter who came first.
Mark.
It's just about
marketing.
It's just about the execution of the idea. You know, the ideas of these are legion out there. I mean, if you're thinking about a patriotic super strong hero, there's Uncle Sam, there's the Patriot, there's Captain America. You know, all these ideas. It's just the execution.
Well, I got scared there. I thought you were outing me for a minute.
As a robot in disguise?
What? Yeah.
Oh, okay. 800-259-9231, we go to Zimbabwe, where The Guardian in the UK is reporting that the government is set to greatly increase the amount of money people can withdraw from banks, apparently in an attempt to quell growing unrest, including riots and looting by soldiers this week over a drastic cash shortage caused by hyperinflation. The central bank has raised the withdrawal limit from the equivalent of just 18 pounds a day to, 18p, that's lowercase p, is that pence? 18 pence a day to about 33 pounds. The funny-looking L is a pound, right?
I think so.
The British L, British pound. It looks like an L with a little line through the center.
I thought the pound was a... Now I'm thinking of the euro symbol. I don't know. I know them when I see them.
Anyway, they're increasing from 18 pence a day, I'm going to guess pence to pounds, to about 33 pounds a week following the protests in which scores of troops are apparently angry at waiting in long bank queues targeted... long bank queues targeted shops in Harare that will only accept payment in U.S. dollars and black market money changers openly dealing on the streets. The growing anger among soldiers and other Zimbabweans is due in part to increasing difficulty of using the national currency to buy anything but a few locally produced vegetables and bread after the U.S. dollar has been made legal tender. The central bank is also issuing new Zimbabwe dollar banknotes worth 50 million Zimbabwe dollars and also 100 million Zimbabwe dollars to keep pace with, by the way, 50 million Zimbabwe dollars translates to 17 pounds in British currency. So
today, this moment.
Don't you find it peculiar that the so-called leader of Zimbabwe, Mugabe, has three PhDs in economics? Well, he must have been studying Keynesian economics, I'm sure.
Yep, and so they've put out new banknotes with higher dollar values on them to keep pace with the inflation, officially put at 231% in July, but which economists now estimate runs into the billions. Riot police today arrested trade union leaders and broke up a small protest over the limits on cash withdrawals. The union leaders were detained as they led a march of a few dozen people to deliver a petition to the central bank demanding an end to the restrictions. So speaking out against the central bank gets you arrested in Zimbabwe. The demonstrators carried placards reading "No to cash limits" and "We are tired of sleeping at the banks," because many people spend hours queuing every day just to get enough money to cover transport and a few basic foodstuffs. Can you imagine living life in this manner, where you're standing around all day long waiting at the bank just to get your hands on...
Why are they waiting at the bank?
To get your hands on some paper.
Why wouldn't you take it all out?
You can't.
Because you can't. There's a limit. That's what they're saying here. There's a limit to withdrawing. You cannot withdraw more than they're now raising the limit. You cannot now withdraw only 33 pounds a week.
They have to raise the limit because the amount of the dollars just, or their Zimbabwean dollars just keep on inflating.
So essentially, you can withdraw 100 million Zimbabwe dollars per week now with the new rules, which is the equivalent of about 33 pounds. So the union leaders again were detained. And the police also broke up a protest by doctors and nurses who were attempting to deliver a petition to the health ministry, objecting to the lack of medical supplies and the closure of some large government hospitals. They say we're forced to work without basic institutional needs like drugs, adequate water and sanitation, safe clothing, gear, medical equipment, and basic support services. The collapsing health service is now grappling with the additional burden of cholera. The UN said today it had confirmed 565 deaths from cholera among 12,000 reported cases. The medical charities say the real death toll is at least double. The government says it'll punish troops involved in the protests, but some of Mugabe's critics suspect the demonstrations may have been orchestrated to justify a further crackdown on his opponents and possibly the introduction of a state of emergency. The former Home Affairs minister, who's joined a breakaway faction of Mugabe's party, told the news service that the protests may not be what they seem. He says, "I do hope the demonstrations by the soldiers are genuine and that it's not a ruse to come up with an excuse to crack down against the people, or even worse." So he's suggesting that perhaps this is kind of a agent provocateur situation where the troops will essentially look like they're joining one side, but in fact their actions will result in a crackdown, an official crackdown from the government, and as a result everybody gets their freedom restricted, whatever freedom you do have in Zimbabwe. There's more to this story, though, especially the factor that apparently the U.S. dollar is now legal tender, and one of the reasons why they did that in Zimbabwe is because people were using them anyway. They were using what essentially were black market currencies to get business done, because business must go on regardless of what the government's doing to the money supply.
To retain their wealth.
Yep, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features, and we give them all away including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, completely free. FreeTalkLive.com.
You know that email is not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Well, wrong. According to the privacyharbor.com, introducing privacyharbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com.
800-259-9231. The hyperinflation situation in Zimbabwe is resulting in some just awful conditions. People having to stand in lines for hours at their banks in order to withdraw enough money to go and barely buy anything. They have increased the amount of money that people can withdraw each week to 100 million Zimbabwe dollars. In fact, they had to print brand new banknotes with more zeros on them. But actually, there was apparently a point at which they had to lob off some zeros. We'll get to that just because the hyperinflation is just so insane. Apparently, one of the other things they've done is legalized U.S. dollars as legal tender there. So now instead of U.S. dollars being illegal to use, they are apparently now legal in Zimbabwe, which may to some extent help alleviate some of the problems, I'm hoping, for their sake.
Yeah, well, isn't it ironic that the U.S. dollar is being used as a safe haven for their wealth?
In comparison to hyperinflation, the U.S. dollar is a safe haven, but you're right, Wayne. I mean, it's certainly being debased as well, just not as obviously.
I remember reading a few months ago that they had like 100,000% inflation in Zimbabwe, which is crazy. And you can see how destructive it can be and how it can incite civil unrest. It can create things you never dreamed of in a society because people aren't secure in the money they're making. In some cases, you'll find with hyperinflation that if you're at work, you'll get out at noontime with your money and get it off to your wife as quickly as possible so she can shop before the prices go up by the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's what happens countries. It's crazy.
The political situation there is just so unusual that many of the soldiers are now joining in the protests. Of course, some are paranoid that that's part of a plot to create an excuse for the government to crack down on regular people even more. But all that said, it could be legitimate at the same time.
Well, the soldiers are probably getting paid in these fiat dollars, too, and their money's not going very far either.
Right. That's one of the reasons why they're upset. Suspicion is rife because the government has sought to retain the backing of the army by ensuring that banks regularly delivered cash to the barracks. However, the troops still have much to be disgruntled about. The central bank is issuing the new banknotes tomorrow as the national currency continues its interminable decline. A new Zimbabwe dollar was launched in August after 10 zeros were wiped off the currency because banks and shops could no longer handle the numbers. But the new dollar has plummeted just as fast, falling from about 10 Zimbabwe dollars to the pound in early August to 3 million Zimbabwe dollars today to the pound. So that's over a period of a few months. It's gone from $10 per pound to $3 million per pound.
And you know their wages are not keeping up with this, so it impoverishes the whole country.
It's just bewildering trying to think about how you would pay your staff when every single week you have to recalculate what it is that they get paid.
And what your costs are.
It's just crazy. 27 new currency denominations have been introduced in Zimbabwe this year alone.
Well, by that, they mean, numbers with even bigger zeros, essentially. Yeah.
The rioting soldiers told bystanders they were angry that what little money they have can be used for little more than paying for transport and buying a few of the sparse locally produced goods. The government caught up with reality by legalizing the use of U.S. dollars and other hard currency in September. Dollars in South African rand were already in widespread use in what amounted to underground supermarkets selling imports. Now the transactions are legal. Now that they're illegal, it's almost impossible to buy anything in Zimbabwe dollars. So so very interesting that apparently, despite whatever the rules are, people just keep doing what they need to do to make sure that ends meet and to make sure that they can get things done and get business taken care of. And if that means doing business completely illegally, that's what it means. So apparently, apparently everybody does have their line in the sand, and they figure it out at some point when they're willing to break the law in order to make sure that food gets on their family's table. In this case, it's money.
It's always going to be money.
If the currency is inflating, they'll find something
else. I think politicians know this, too. It's pretty obvious. As long as people are fat and sassy, they might complain, but they're not going to do anything.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was reading an article last week how a large percentage of the economy in the Soviet Union was black market, but the government would never acknowledge it. They always denied that there was any black market, that it was socialism at work, but prostitution, all that stuff happened. People buying marijuana on the streets right in front of the police station because the police couldn't arrest them for it because it didn't exist. There was no black market. So if they arrested them for it.
Wow. Well, the rioting soldiers told bystanders that they were angry. What little money that they have can be used for, buying very little. The government has legalized U.S. dollars. The SPAR in Ballantyne Park in northern Harar is used by middle-class Zimbabweans and their domestic workers. It prices almost everything in U.S. dollars and will accept payments only in the American currency, rand or sterling. Change is given in bread rolls because of a shortage of small foreign notes. Only locally produced vegetables, eggs, and bread these days are the only things that can be purchased with Zimbabwe dollars. So the Zimbabwe dollar is almost virtually out of the marketplace as a result.
You know, nobody's buying toilet paper with it.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Be a waste.
All right. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. It's just hard to imagine what this would be like in America, isn't it? It's hard to imagine how a hyperinflation scenario would play out here.
Well, even if it isn't 100,000%, it's perfectly conceivable that it could be 100% inflation or worse.
Well, the government's own numbers in Zimbabwe are claiming it's only 230%. So I guess it depends on, 231 million percent.
Oh, okay.
my apologies. I missed the little N there.
I wonder if they're even bothering to print on the other side of these notes. It's one of the things that I heard about the Deutschmark or I can't remember which one.
In Germany?
The Reichmarks.
The Reichmarks that went out of control, that they just stopped printing on one side of the bills. Why waste the ink?
Yeah.
So I wonder.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, your calls here. It's just bewildering to think about what this would be like, a situation. How would this play out here in America? I can't even grasp it. I don't even know how one would deal with something like that. I mean, what would happen to our AMP program, for instance? We'd have to $3 a month would be like chump change. It'd be nothing.
Yeah.
It'd be next to nothing. So
it'd be like them throwing a penny at you.
Yeah, it's a scary, scary situation, and it's the potential for this to be happening here at some point that really should motivate people to do something about this. And when I say do something, obviously my favorite solution is to join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire, and let's help, you know, work towards setting up alternative currency systems, work towards setting up silver-based currency or some sort of value-backed currency so we can switch over to that before the S hits the fan.
That's already happening. There's an event going on December the 15th here in New Hampshire regarding just that. Yeah, I've got release right here. So, but, you know, people are doing it.
Great.
Get over here where we're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to be around the people that understand liberty when these situations strike so we can weather this as best as possible. More on the way. You can take control because the dollar is probably not going to last forever, that house of cards. It's Free Talk Live.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from Pepperspray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from Pepperspray.com? Shop now at Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-224-1095. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-224-1095. 1-800-224-1095.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, including the bulletin board system, you can get interactive with over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about, and it's all completely free. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Enjoy on us. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about the Red Pen Ban. What is going on?
I've heard these on and off, and I often wonder about the veracity of them, that red pens are just too much for young little impressionable minds to handle.
What, they suggesting red pens are hurting people's feelings?
Yes.
Okay.
They're just
wow.
Too harsh. But this is from news.com.au. Looks like that Australian kind of news thing.
Okay.
Red pens are too aggressive, Queensland teachers told. Teachers have been told to stop marking school children's work with red pen because it's an aggressive color.
Wow.
It'll hurt their feelings.
Queensland Deputy Opposition Leader Mark Ardell told Parliament today that teachers were being advised to reconsider their pen choice because it may offend children.
Wait a minute. Are they being advised to reconsider, or are they being ordered to stop? I mean, I'm not clear on this.
Mr. The terminology that they use is, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes to governments, can always be this way, you know, that ambiguous.
They may be ordering, but they might be saying, they're advising, but on the other hand, they might be actually ordering them to stop.
Mr. McArdle tabled a Queensland health document proposing strategies for addressing mental health well-being in any classroom. It says, don't mark in a red pen, which can be seen as aggressive. Use a different color. They spell color with a U. You
yes, know how that goes. Very British.
Is red too aggressive? Given your, let's see, given
it
your
makes me feel classy when I spell things with U's.
Harbor, too. I always have trouble with harbor.
Behavior. I like that one.
Mm. Given your 10-year-old Labor government presides over the lowest numeracy and literacy standards of any state in Australia, don't you think it's time we focus on classroom outcomes rather than these kooky, loony, loopy, lefty policies, said Mr. McArdle. Now, that was what I kind of thought was going, is that he, in fact, was saying that this was a stupid policy and pointing it out that it was their policy.
So this already was policy?
That's my understanding. Teachers have been told to stop marking school children's work with red pen because it's an aggressive color.
Got it.
And then he has brought this forward, and it's been tabled, and so I don't know whether it's going to be undone or not, but it's so hard to undo things.
You know, I thought this would be coming out of California, but Australia?
Australia's pretty damn socialist, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the same place
where Australians write us all the time saying, please make them stop.
Yes, they really do. I mean, it's really bad over there. And this is the same place that's putting the internet restrictions in. I mean, so Australia is certainly no stranger to the states, no stranger to tyranny. Which is a shame, too, because wasn't it the place where they put all the criminals back in the day?
But so was Georgia. British.
I guess so was Rhode Island, wasn't it?
No,
that's where they all went. Rogues Island? Wasn't
not
it
true.
Called Rogues Island?
No.
That's not true?
Not true.
I thought I learned that in government history class.
Impossible.
Rogues Island. I know some rogues from there.
So, was that the end of the story? That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Not allowed to use red pen. It's too mean to the kiddies.
We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings now, do we?
But I see these all the time. You know, the teachers say, well, we decided that we wouldn't let the kids have Legos anymore because, well, they were just starting their own little capitalist communities and everybody has to share. And apparently, you know, there's lists where parents are given, you know, not just the school supplies that they need to get, but the school supplies that they need to get for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does teach the kids this sort of socialism thing.
Yeah, it's beginner's communism, essentially. So,
does anybody wonder why homeschooling is increasing the way it is?
Well, I would say that mostly homeschooling is increasing is because education in public schools just stinks, and it's getting worse and worse every year.
But a lot of
it
stinks because
simply will not wake up to it. They just won't. They think that you can continue to throw money at this problem, more and more dollars, force people to give more and more dollars. I think we put $14,000 per student here in Keene.
Something like that. 13.
It's a ridiculous number, and it doesn't matter.
And I hear people in these towns, these hoity-toity towns, say, oh, our schools are so good here. Well, wait, how could they be good when it's all the same federalized, centralized curriculum? Are you implementing No Child Left Behind? Well, of course you are.
Well, some governmental schools perform better than others, but then we're just comparing cancer. But that makes people feel good is to tell them,
right.
Your school's an A-plus school.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at the United States, whose school system has been going down by worldwide standards since World War II. What you're doing, unfortunately, is grading your kid by the cripple kid. You know, I mean, like, it's just...
Right.
This is a terrible education system, and I'm sorry to all the cripple kids out there. I'm sure that you can do things great. But, you know, it's using a standard, you're using a yardstick that stinks.
Yeah.
The fact is, hey, let's rate your A-plus school against the one of the crappiest private schools in your town. Let's do that. Want
to
do that?
You know, it's almost like saying that, to get away from the cancer analogy, it's almost, and go back to the Titanic analogy, which I like to use, it's almost like saying that, well, you guys are all right because you're on the top row of, you know, you're on the top level of the Titanic, so you guys are doing okay, right? I mean, the entire ship is going down and you're celebrating because you've got five more minutes of air to breathe.
And it may very well be that your student has walked out of public school with a better than adequate education. You may very well have that. The fact is, it's not happening across the board. I mean, I've seen numbers as high as 20, and I've seen one number I just don't believe. At 40% of students get out of a public school functionally illiterate, but I mean, it's incredible.
Well, as far as the dollars you're spending for the results you're getting, we know the results are crap, and we know the dollar amounts are incredibly high. You were telling me, Mark, that you were looking at some of the private school costs here in the area, and they vary widely. However, many of them
vary as widely as, you know, as much as the public school, as much as we spend per student on public school, which is $14,000 a year, on down to half, which is a really great private school, on down to this one that's like $1,500 or $1,700 a year.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure it's a very minimal operation. And
it's a tenth of the cost, though, essentially, of what the government schools cost.
It's run by a church, you know, and I'm sure they're using their church facilities, so they don't have rent.
Right.
My understanding is that some of the kids are educated by a, a remote professor, mm-hmm. that there's, professors that they watch by a camera in other kids' classrooms and things like that. But this is a really great innovation. It shows how you can get your kid a really great education without having
for
to spend
to
all that money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it'd be even
cheaper, and there'd be even more options if the government would just get the hell out, allow people to keep the money that they earn, and then spend it for themselves on what they think is best, the products and the educational services that they think would be most valuable.
And then you have the teachers' unions, of course, who have a lot of clout.
Sure,
and they all want new schools to be built all the time because the new schools are bigger and there's more jobs for teachers.
Yep. That's what they're pushing for here in Keene.
Yeah, just like in baseball. The baseball union is probably the most powerful union in the world. And they push for expansion teams, and they push for the designated hitter to have more jobs for their union members to expand them. So I personally contend that the current model of education is outmoded now. It's gotten too expensive. It's gotten outdated
with
the technology we have. You could take the 20 or 50 best teachers in the world and have them video recording lectures, and you can watch them online and take exams, and you could do it that way. You wouldn't have to leave your house if you didn't want to. Or you could just go to a room with a bunch of other people and watch them and discuss them after.
Right. And the idea that you need for a second a live professor, I mean, it's just not true.
What can a live professor do that a professor over the internet couldn't do?
That's right.
Hold your hand as you're writing?
Well, maybe you have a moderator there who moderates the discussion of the lecture after. Who knows?
Maybe, who knows? And that's exactly it. All of these ideas could be tried, and the ones that worked would continue working and continue generating money and continue generating customers
and happy customers,
lowering costs, competition in the marketplace, innovation. All of this stuff could happen, and to some extent it is in the very relatively small private schooling world and homeschooling world. So there is still some of that innovation going on. It's just that if we had this bulk of people, the vast majority of people that is having their wealth extracted from them through property taxes, forced to go to the government school system, having that money go to the government school system, if that money was actually put into an educational economy, we'd see some amazing results.
Amazing.
If half that money was put into education, real competition.
800-259-9231. And yeah, you're right. You wouldn't need as much in the marketplace. More on the way. You take control even in these remaining moments.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free, 866-768-7811, or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Or 100 million Zimbabwe dollars per month. You can also, help support us by doing that, and that makes a big difference for us because it allows us to reinvest into the show. It allows us to take that money in and advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board. It's the way to get this show and the message of liberty into as many new ears as possible, as quickly as possible. So help us out, and you'll get access to some perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All of the details are there waiting for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Any more comments on the education situation, guys, that you wanted to get out there?
You know, I just got to say that I'm the biggest fan. You know, although I prefer private schools and I'm interested in the innovations that might come up in that arena, one of the things that I really like about homeschooling is that essentially you teach your kids how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, and then they teach themselves after that. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a Free State Project member and a mover here and has a couple of daughters, and essentially, you know, what she was saying is she doesn't really spend that much time. She had to work with them on algebra a little bit, but they educate themselves, and they learn in the arenas that are important to them.
I think that's amazing.
It is amazing, and it's how life goes after you get out of school.
You know, if you think about it in life, a lot of the things that we've all done, probably some of the things that you're best at in your life, you taught yourself.
So true.
Yep.
Because you're interested in it, so you become like a sponge.
Right, and you're gonna seek out different different views on the subject. You're gonna do all that, all that's stuff you're gonna delve into it, and that's what's gonna work as far as education. To me, that's what works for education.
I didn't learn how to be a businessman in government school.
How could you? They're all socialists.
Right.
They're all bureaucrats.
And they
really
business.
Most of them haven't really worked a day in their lives. Now, I don't want to say that teaching isn't in a public school isn't work, but it's not work in the sense that it is in the free market, working for what something is worth.
Yeah. You know, I think there's three things: reading, writing, and arithmetic. If you can get those, your kids to do those well, then they can, with those tools that you give them early on, they can go on and pursue what they're interested in and become very good at it and really go into the nuances of a subject rather than just a superficial understanding of something that they teach in school.
They could go as far as they want to, as far as interests them.
And these are the things that even as a parent that has to send their kid to a public school for whatever reason, these are things you can work on at home later.
Sure.
You can work with your child in that respect. They talk, involved parents have more intelligent kids, period.
That's so true.
Be involved.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk about some ancient pots. Wayne, you have a story about apparently they were doing some archaeology or something like that and found an old stash.
Yes, a huge stash of marijuana found an ancient tomb. Dude! The world's oldest stash.
Is that really in the article?
Yes, it says, dude!
They always make fun of pot smokers in
this
article.
They do.
It's not cool.
They used about 10 U's in the dude there, too. The world's oldest stash of marijuana has been found in far western China, according to an article in the Journal of Experimental Botany. The ancient Caucasian people, probably the Indo-European-speaking Yenji, whose fair-haired mummies keep turning up in the Xinjiang province, seem to have buried one of their shamans with a whopping 789 grams of high-potency pot 2,700 years ago.
Arrest that corpse!
That's right. That's about 28 ounces of killer green bud.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's 8,000 pounds.
A waste. Yeah, but worth about $8,000 at today's street prices and enough to keep Harold and Kumar happy for a couple of days. It was common practice in burials to provide materials needed for the afterlife. Lead author Ethan Russo, a practicing neurologist and prominent medicinal marijuana advocate based in Missoula, Montana, tells the Canadian Press, no hemp or seeds were provided for fabric or food. Rather, cannabis as medicine or for visionary purposes was supplied. But the researchers couldn't tell if the weed was meant to be smoked or eaten. No
Whichever
pipes.
Way, you're going to get high.
Yeah, but there were no pipes, bongs, or rolling papers found in the tomb.
No, of course not.
No, they don't need that once you're dead. Your spirit can just absorb it, probably. The ancient Greek historian...
They figure you could find your own bong in heaven.
Yeah, that's right. But they, they like to throw marijuana into bonfires to induce trance-like states. Now, there's an idea.
Terrible waste.
That's very, yes.
I mean, that's a lot of smoke going up in the air.
Yeah.
They could teach these people to smoke.
Maybe it was indoor. Maybe they'd have the fire indoors.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt. But you still have to, don't you still have to put a hole in the ceiling? I guess you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You could still
put a sweat lodge. Like a sweat lodge, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just all be in one place and... it is wasteful, but I don't know. I don't do that stuff, but I can imagine.
Of course not.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Not anymore.
No, not a long time. More than your lifetime ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, it's an interesting story, but it just shows that it's been around a long time and people.
Now, did they test it? Did they check it to see if it was still good?
In the article, they're showing a picture of them testing it for THC content to see if, I guess, it's withheld its THC all these years. I guess it was very well preserved.
I mean, I can imagine the first thing I would have done is I'd have grabbed a chunk and then, stepped out back and invited a couple of the other archaeologists out, and we would have done our own little test. We wouldn't have needed any equipment.
I'm sure these archaeologists take their work very seriously.
Yeah.
One of them would have snitched you out.
I'm sure none of them smoke marijuana either, of course.
No, no, never.
None of their college interns or anything like that would partake in such things. So very interesting story. I mean, so I think really what that points out is that marijuana has been used for a long time for the purposes of spiritual transcendence or
whatever purposes
you want to call
they
it.
Decide to use it.
This was evidently a shaman, like a high priest type person, somebody very well respected in his community at the time, and they had a use for it, whether it was medicinal or relaxation or whatever it might be. it was used and revered at that time.
Right, and accepted at the highest levels of their society. It's kind of interesting how things have shifted since then. I mean, back how many hundreds of years ago was this?
2,700 years ago.
2,700 years. I mean, that's tremendous. That's a long time. It's an ancient society using marijuana at the upper echelons of their society. And now today, the people in the roles of the politicians, I mean, I don't believe they're the upper echelons, but most people do. The people in the political class try to make this make people believe that marijuana is the worst thing that has ever crossed man's path. And it's clear that if the elites were using it 2,700 years ago, it probably wasn't such a bad thing.
Oh, believe me, the elites are using it now.
Of course they are.
They just pretend that it's evil.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody, I mean, does anybody not realize that? Is there anybody out there that actually believes that marijuana is only used by shiftless losers? I mean, does anybody really believe that propaganda?
I knew quite a few cops who smoked, too.
Sure.
Sometimes
you mean the cops that are on duty, cops?
Yeah.
It's got to be uncomfortable to be smoking, you know, with a cop, wouldn't you think? I mean, like, unless you happen
to know. I don't
know.
It'd feel pretty cool, I think.
I understand.
As long as he provides the weed.
Happen to know that this, you know, this person pretty well, it would be, I can see how it would be difficult for these people to enjoy sort of like normal friendships and things like that. For some people, this is a normal part of friendship. I don't smoke marijuana with my friends. I don't run out and do that kind of thing. It's been a long time.
Well, sometimes what will happen is your friend who you smoke marijuana with will become a cop.
Yes.
And then will continue to do what he's been doing.
And all your friends will be saying, oh, look, he's a cop, man. He used to smoke weed with us.
Yep, and people know.
Yeah. I remember that. All the time.
Well, and it's and again, more evidence that there really is some level of official tolerance for it is that if you have smoked marijuana and you want to become a cop, they'll let you become a cop.
Yeah.
So they know it's not like warping your mind or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm convinced that the reason why pot's been criminalized in America is because of industrial hemp, and that hot pot is just bundled in there because there are a lot of people who benefit from some of the competitors to hemp, which is oil, of course, and timber and other materials that they're more profitable than hemp is. Hemp grows very quickly and prolifically, and you can use it for a lot of different things, and it would actually revolutionize industry in this country if we legalize it.
And if you go back and you look at the history of marijuana prohibition, it bears that out. I mean, if you look at it, it was the big industry guys that were really pushing for it behind the scenes, and they kind of pawned it off on, well, oh, it's evil. The evil black and Hispanic men are using it to seduce your white daughters into bed. I mean, this was kind of the public message.
That was some of the stuff they said.
They put out there, but what was really behind the scenes, the real truth was they didn't want to compete with people growing hemp.
And then you also have the whole illegal drugs thing. If you bundle it all together, you have a lot of politicians and different interests who benefit from something being illegal.
But yet 2,700 years ago, the upper echelons of their society were found, were buried with the stuff because it was just so ingrained in whatever their culture was at that time and so accepted. Just as it's ingrained and accepted by many people in this culture, unfortunately, they'll end up getting thrown in prison cells over it, and that's the true tragedy. We're out. Done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!